Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
We're going to go to the biggest show on television at the moment. And there is an Irish version being made this year, hosted by Siobhan McSweeney. That is why everybody is hooked on The Traitors, or Traitors. And if you don't want to know the results of last night's game and the elimination that resulted from it, look away now, because Anna Duke has been competing in the British version until last night, the only Irish contestant, and she was murdered in game show parlance. For people who still don't know, basically, Traitors is a group of people and Claudia Winkleman. They moved to a castle in Scotland for a couple of weeks. Some of the group are traitors. The rest are called faithful. And while the faithful group tries to hunt down who the traitors are, the traitors will murder one faithful per night. It's going on for a month. We're halfway through now. Eventually, someone wins lots and lots of money. But Anna Duke is from Wicklow and she has exited the show last night with 2 weeks to go. She is on the line this morning. Welcome back to society, Anna.
Hi, how are you getting on?
How are you?
Good, good.
So how are you feeling? Because this is recorded, I presume, a while ago.
Yeah, it's actually recorded ages ago. So it is mad watching it back. Like, even when I knew I was going to get eliminated, I was watching it being like, oh my God, I hope they don't pick me.
But you're over the kind of disappointing edge to that now at this stage, as you're able to.
Yeah,
it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know that you leave, so you kind of dealt with that a good few months in advance. Obviously, like, it's devastating to leave because the game is actually just so fun. Like, it looks really stressful and intense when we're in there, which obviously it is, but it's just so much crack that it's like, when you leave, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I don't get to do this every day.
Before we dig into it, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're in Wicklow right now, and that's where you come from, and that's where you live.
Yeah, I live in Wicklow. I actually live right on the border, just before Blessington, in like a tiny town called Kilbride, which is absolutely gorgeous. And yeah, I'm back home now. I was living in Dublin City Centre for the last 10 years, but I've just come back and moved in with my mum for a few weeks.
Oh, have you? For a few weeks. Okay. As you plan the rest of your life after Traitors.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just off the back of a bit of backpacking. So, you know the way, move back in with the parents for a few weeks, figure out what your crack is.
Now, as we were building the kind of profile for you on the show, we learned that you worked a little bit with kids and maybe you thought you could spot liars on a TV show as a result. What do you do?
You know what? I do work with kids, and I think because I work with kids, I just absolutely love playing games. I kind of play games for a living, you know, that sort of way. So yeah. I just thought I would love to go on this show. I didn't know if I would be the best at picking out a liar. I thought maybe, you know, because I'm around kids all the time and they're always telling a few fibs, I might be able to catch a liar. Yeah. But I mostly just really wanted to play the game.
And you're a huge fan of the show and became slightly
obsessed. Yeah, huge fan. It's a really good show. Like, and I don't know, you never get the opportunity as an adult to just spend a week or a month totally engrossed in a game, you know?
Yeah.
So that just really appealed to me.
Now, they say that you sort of blended into the crowd for the first couple of episodes, and then you came up in the intense moment, which is around, it's the round table, which is probably the most stressful element. So what does it feel like when you're in the castle and suddenly the limelight turns to you?
So the first 4 episodes, I wasn't in so much. Obviously, it was a massive focus on the sister arc because that was so juicy and I wasn't really involved in that. The episode 4, when the limelight turned to me, honestly, it's really, really intense when you're in there and you've got, you know, these people you just met all turning and saying it's you, and you're trying to prove yourself and you constantly think everyone's going to vote for me. It feels like your heart is in your throat. Your hands are sweaty. The paranoia is just like, honestly, next level.
Really?
You know, I would not have described myself as an anxious person before, but I felt massively anxious at points in the show. You know, you always feel like you're going to be the one to go home. You feel like you're going to be murdered, or you feel like everyone's talking about you, you know, that sort of way, regardless of whether they are or aren't. But it's just like the environment that you're in is supposed to induce that feeling in everyone.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it's as intense as watching the thing. Now, are you rooting for anyone, having kind of got to know people along the way? You're obviously not allowed to tell us what happens next. And I presume.
No, I can't tell everyone what happens next. Yeah, I obviously am rooting for different people. It's funny, I was really good friends with Charlotte in there, but obviously she killed me first day on the job. So I can't root for her anymore.
She has a Welsh accent.
Oh my God. And she, it was so funny.
She's faking a Welsh accent.
when I found out she wasn't Welsh, I was like, Charlotte, that was so wasted on me. You all just sound British. You could have done any British accent on me and taken a little break, and I truly wouldn't have noticed.
There was also a moment where the traitors tried to recruit you to their side, and yes, you obviously turned it down. Are you having sleepless nights now thinking over that decision?
No, I am still really happy with my decision that I turned it down. I truly felt at the time that I was just kind of a lamb for the slaughter. That I, you know, it's really hard to explain to the viewers how long the days feel when you're in there, because you see, you know, an hour cut, but the days feel really, really long. Like, they feel like a lifetime, really? Because it's so immersive. So I knew at that point, everyone around, the kind of consensus around the house was, we really need to catch a traitor. It felt like we were almost at the halfway point. We'd only caught one. We also didn't know there was only three. We assumed that potentially there might be four this year. So we thought, oh my God, like, we really need to get a go and catching a traitor. And I think the traitors knew that. And when I think you can see it in the show, but when we get really, really hungry for one, we kind of all get a bit neurotic, and everyone's just throwing every name out on the table. So that's bad news for the traitors, because obviously it's more likely then their names can come up. So they needed someone to kind of sacrifice, per se. Obviously, I would be an easy candidate because I'd been such a hot topic on the table the day before. So I knew that if I had been recruited, that they would just then kind of throw me under the bus. And I kind of felt like that was their plan anyway. So I thought, initially I thought, well, I'm going to not survive the next day anyway, and I cannot survive it on the side of the faithful, who are kind of the team I've been playing for since they got, and I'd want to go in playing a faithful anyway, or I could choose to join the traitors and then kind of just mess up things for the faithful. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to decline their offer and try maybe spin them out for just 12 hours. I didn't think I was going to have much longer than that anyway. I don't think that if I'd accepted, I would have survived any longer than I had, because I think I maybe would have left the show even earlier. So I am
the permutations. Permutations are exhausting. Come here, tell us, before I let you go, have you any advice for The Traitors, the Irish edition, for when it begins? It's going to be shooting at some point this year.
Yes, I do. One is learn how to tie a knot. Another one would be maybe
like
learn
a sailor,
taxes.
Yeah.
No, I would really say, like, in, you know, the interview process, do just be yourself. You've no idea what they're looking for every year, but you can't, I think you can obviously fake accents, but I don't think you can fake a full personality. So I'd say just go in there, be in yourself, and have fun with it.
And try to relax. Well, listen.
Oh, that's next to impossible.
Thanks so much for entertaining us. Unfortunately, you're the only Irish person that exited, but enjoy your time down with your mammy in Wicklow.
Thank you so
much. And we'll see you. We look forward to seeing what you're going to do next with yourself.
Oh, I can't wait.
Anna Duke, have a lovely weekend.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Slán. That's Anna Duke there, and The Traitors continues for the next fortnight or so, isn't it? Yes, it carries on.